pandemic.
A group of faith leaders from all 50 states is urging the Senate to bolster its next pandemic relief bill with a multi-billion dollar investment in the global response to the coronavirus. The open letter to senators was co-authored by Christian musician Michael W. Smith. The letter was spearheaded by the One Campaign, with assistance from faith-based international aid nonprofits, including Compassion International and World Vision. Worldwide, the coronavirus is linked to more than 480,000 deaths and 9.4 million confirmed infections, according to an account maintained by Johns Hopkins University. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A bill to make Washington, D.C. the nation's 51st state appears to have little chance of passing in the U.S. Senate.
As a federal district, D.C. is essentially a federal property and under the jurisdiction of Congress. Until 1961, its residents couldn't vote, something that changed with passage of the 23rd Amendment. In 1973, Congress passed the Home Rule Act, giving the city a district council and its own mayor. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already ruled out bringing a statehood bill to the floor. Given its current demographics, granting statehood would almost certainly shift the balance of power on Capitol Hill, adding one Democrat to the House and two to the U.S. Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge blocked New York State from enforcing coronavirus restrictions limiting indoor religious gatherings to 25% capacity when other types of gatherings are limited to 50%. Judge Gary Sharp acted to enjoin Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and Attorney General Letitia James from enforcing some of the capacity restrictions put in place by executive order to contain the spread of the virus. Sharp said, quote, "The plaintiff's religious activities will be burdened and continue to be treated less favorably than comparable secular activities." On Wall Street, they're down by 730 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate is officially underway here in Nevada. The governor's order comes months after encouraging people to voluntarily wear masks while out in public to no avail. You should be prepared to wear a mask just about anywhere outside your home, including public spaces, public transportation, and at work. Businesses must adhere to a no-mask, no-service policy and have the right to refuse anyone not wearing a mask and can ask them to leave the property. The moratorium on residential evictions and foreclosures in Nevada has been put back in place. The moratorium had been set to expire on June 30th. The governor's latest directive allows residential evictions and foreclosures to resume come September 1st. The governor continues to urge landlords and tenants to work together on repayment plans. The timing on the new rules for commercial tenants and mortgages is less forgiving. Landlords and mortgage lenders can now resume charging late fees and starting eviction actions beginning on July 1st. More hotel openings are coming. Delano Las Vegas, the non-gaming hotel next to Mandalay Bay, will reopen July 1st. The hotel will open the same day as Mandalay Bay and Aria, the Mirage Park MGM in Vidora.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there's some slow flows there. Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset. Also 15 southbound at Hacienda. There is some shoulder activity on the right side, so stay to the left through there. And those lane restrictions continue. Pecos at the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Friday, and you know what we do on Friday. Yeah, we'll get to the Friday song in just a bit. Today is day one of the Sisolak mask mandate. We are, I guess, midway through day number one. How have you functioned? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But I always love shows like this because when I look at the guest list, it's like friends and family. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Joining us now, Pat Casale. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is the one that makes sure that you've got health insurance. And every time you get to this part of the month, the last week of the month, I always think, how many folks all across the Las Vegas Valley are going to be missing health insurance? Their company provided them with 3 months additional, but it runs out July 1st. It is really, really difficult. Let's find out how it is for you and to talk with Pat Casale. Pat, good afternoon. What's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? How you feeling? Everything good?
Everything good. Everything. No complaints. No complaints whatsoever. Let me ask you a question. There are a lot of people that have been told by their employer, we're going to carry you for a couple of months or for 3 months, but July 1, you're kind of on your own as far as getting health care. Can you talk a little bit about the dilemma that a lot of people are facing right now and the real challenges of trying to get health insurance at a time when it's a little difficult to find?
Well, it's ironic that you bring that up, because if you're a person who loses a job and you're on unemployment, you're not going to get tax credits because your income is far too high. In fact, if you have kids that might have been on CHIP, you may lose your Medicaid as well, potentially, because you make too much money and you're no longer qualifying for the freebies that the government provides for people whose income are low. I'll give you an example. I have one lady who now her unemployment was only $240 a week because her income was around $400. Well, now she's taking home $840. And because of the current number, she no longer would qualify for that kind of benefit for like Medicaid. Her husband, who's making now $1,059 a week, between the two of them, they're taking home almost $8,000 a month. So what's going to happen is they're going to get hit with the full premium on the exchange or off the exchange if they can qualify, they have to pay for the proper work, as well as they're going to have, if they go with the cheapest plan, they're looking at deductibles as high as $7,000.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
No,
how long will it take
for the government to catch up? And can they claw money back and do things, crazy things like that?
No, I mean, who's going to want to claw? I mean, if I'm making, can you imagine a husband and wife taking home almost $8,000 a month where they weren't even making that kind of money? That's a $100,000 job. And now, I mean, why would they want that to be clawed back? What's probably going to happen is some of these people might just say, you know what? We're going to pass on health insurance.
Oh, wow. You can't, hey, but you can't do that. You can't
Again,
do that.
It comes down to money. I'll sit here and tell you this. What I believe is a lot of the people are going back to work, but then for those that aren't going back to work yet, maybe until the end of July, they're in a situation where they're limited on access. And in some cases, I'd probably tell people to take COBRA. I had that case this morning. The gentleman left his job as a new job. He's in between, and they wanted to give him a plan. And the individual plans that are available for his kids in Reno and for him in Clark County make no sense. So what I advise them to do is keep COBRA. And, of course, everybody thinks because they hear COBRA, it's too expensive. Well, guess what? COBRA is not as bad as people think. It's the only thing that they don't realize. It's exactly what the premium gave the carrier gives to the employer. You can't be charged more than what the employer's cost is plus 2%.
So, Pat, what is happening out there? Are there employers that laid people off but said, hey, we'll carry you for a couple of months on your insurance? But now is that starting to run out? Are folks starting to run out?
Well, what happened up to this point, a lot of people had furloughed. So they made a collect unemployment, and the employer kept them on the benefits because they didn't want to start all over. Those are good employers, like Saks Fifth Avenue's done it. A couple local companies, like Califano, did that. But then again, there's a lot of casinos that cut people off. They said, we're going to keep you covered through June, and July 1st we're going to cut you off, or we cut you off for June 1st. So a lot of people had an option. They either could stay on COBRA or they can buy a plan. We had that extension on the special enrollment period through the Silver State Exchange. And again, a lot of people were in shock because they didn't get the benefit that they thought they'd get from the exchange with regard to the tax credits. They were making too much money.
It's absolutely bizarre. Absolutely
bizarre. It's really a catch-22, Kevin. I mean, again, a lot of people, when they overpaid people, everybody goes, this is great. Now, I also ran across, I went to Cheesecake Factory in Caesars, and about half their staff were offered to come back and said no. So the people that are working are tending to make more money than they've ever made before because they're getting all the work. And apparently those people that didn't come back are not going to have a job when the time comes where they want to hire. They're going to have to reapply. And the way I've been hearing from others as well, if you refuse to go back timely, yes, you could lose unemployment, but you may have to reapply for your job altogether. Now, the MGM, from what I heard, was going to make people reapply for everything. So it'll be interesting because a lot of people may be working for less money per hour when they go back to work.
But they'll have a job of some sort. Let me ask you about the marketplace. So I've been hearing bad things about the marketplace, that it's becoming a challenge to find policies that you can afford in the marketplace. What about your experience, again, at the MultiCare Group?
Well, that goes back to what I said earlier in the conversation. The reason it's not affordable is because they're not getting the tax credit that lowers premiums. Their incomes are much higher than they've ever seen before. So, for example, if you make between 138 and 400% of federal poverty, you end up getting some credit on the high end, a lot of credit on the low end. But if your income exceeds the 400%, which is becoming the problem, then you get no credit at all. You're paying retail.
And what is that? What is that number, if you know it?
Okay, let's just assume you're a 50-year-old and you were going to buy a silver plan. And this is PPL, so it may be different on the exchange. You go with an HMO. But let's say the premium, you looked at a bronze plan because you want to keep it cheap. You're looking at a premium of about $400 a month, but your deductible is $7,000.
Yikes.
And you're not going to get credit. Now, but if you wanted to get a lower deductible, let's say $3,000, that same premium goes from $400 a month to close to $600 a month. Like $588 a month, and you're paying the full $588, and now you have a $3,000 deductible. And a lot of people are going, well, I can't afford that. There's two of us, so that's $1,100 a month for a husband and wife.
Wow.
Let me tell you the other thing. I don't know if you're aware of the new bill that the Democrats presented, which would be H.R. 1425. I've been started to read it, and they're saying how this bill gets passed, and they'll be able to cut premiums 10%. And I'm like, why do you need to go through this route? All you have to do is do one sleight of hand, and you can cut rates 10% immediately. And I don't see why the federal government hasn't done it. I'm also against the White House right now with regard to trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act when they don't have something to replace it with. And right now, with the climate being what it is, I think the president is making a mistake talking about the Affordable Care Act. However, when I look at the Democrats' bill, it's more crap than it is reality. For example, they're talking about presenting a new part of the bill is representing lowering drug costs. Well, the drug costs for the first year in 2023, they're looking at 25 drugs, specifically insulin. And then in 2024, it'll be 50 different drugs. Well, I could sit here and tell you, I don't see where the government needs to be involved with that negotiating and how they're going to handle it. And they're going to look at it from a different perspective. They're going to look at it on a worldwide basis, and they're going to try to use the rates. It's called from Australia, Canada, France, Germany, and Japan, along with the United Kingdom. So those six countries, along with the United States, are going to determine the average international market price when they're negotiating with the big pharma. And I think this is only going to be on the drugs that most people utilize on a regular basis. I don't necessarily think it's going to be for the hot new drugs out in the marketplace, because they're going to be very expensive, and the big pharma is going to say, no way, Jose. But the moral of the story is this bill, they said, well, if we pass it, we'll cut rates 10%. It's not true. The premiums may not go down 10%. It may go down 10% to those who apply for the exchange, not necessarily for those that are buying from an insurance company. So once again, it's smoke and mirrors time that the Democrats are presenting. It's
wow.
Crap.
Hey, Pat, I need to take a quick break. I do want to come back, and I want to ask you about your thoughts on the Sisolak mask mandate and how you've been functioning over the first few hours of this wonderful thing that hit at midnight last night. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ. Joining us, I said it was going to be a Friends and Family Day, and it is. Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We've been talking about health insurance and some of the problems that a lot of us are facing. One of the things that we've been facing since 12 o'clock this morning, midnight, and that is the Sisolak mask mandate. How have you functioned so far? You're out there amongst them. What's going on out there? Are people adhering? Are they complying?
They're going to comply for the most part, but they're going to try to resist. I mean, to be honest with you, if you're going to go into somebody's business, I think you have no choice but to oblige. But frankly, I think it's ridiculous. It's a stretch. I don't think the masks are the problem. I think they need to look at the facilities that are overreact or allowing people to break rules and not social distance. So, for example, when I was up in Tahoe, they made sure the state party convention, we had social distancing, we had two rooms, et cetera, spent the money. However, they didn't say a dang thing to the people in the bar that were five deep or the place next door to Harris where they were dancing all night long. They said they're only 50% capacity, but everybody was on top of one another. The young kids are doing crazy things, not to mention the protesters who also ran around like fools. So, I mean, you know, I think that the people that are using common sense that are out there, specifically that live outside the strip, are using their brains. I think if you go into a casino, I don't think you have a problem with that either. I think you could go to a casino, and with all the things that they have up now, I think I don't really see why a mask is going to, you know, make the difference. I think it's ridiculous that if you go to a pool, you're required to wear a mask. I think it's even crazier to let somebody work by the pool like a lifeguard to wear a mask. I think Red Rock already had two people pass out because they were sitting up there as lifeguards in the sun, and you can't breathe, and they passed out. I mean, it's kind of irresponsible, I think.
So what happens in restaurants? Obviously, to consume food or consume beverages, you're not going to be able to do that with a mask. Is that a given?
Well, you walk in with the mask, you sit at the table, you can take the mask off to eat. Same thing goes for going to the gym. You and I could go to the gym. We have to wear the mask to enter the gym. Once we're in there, we could take the mask off to work out, and then we could put the mask on when we leave. Now, it's like having sex with a condom, but when you finally have intercourse, you don't use the condom. I mean, what's the sense of that? I mean, that's the problem with the system. I mean, they're not being sensible.
Let me ask you, though, the whole notion of compliance. And we've seen this with ICE stuff, with immigration stuff, that some of the northern Nevada law enforcement are saying, hey, you think we're going to be writing tickets about this stuff? You know, we got enough problems on our hands as is. Do you think law enforcement will force people to comply? Will they issue tickets? Will there be fines?
I honestly don't think the law enforcement's going to go out of their way to be crazy, because they don't need any more hassles that they're already getting. I think the only time you have to worry honestly, is if somebody's out there being really stupid, like, you know, walking into a grocery store and when they're told they need to wear a mask, they start arguing. Then I think there'll be a problem. But generally speaking, I don't think you're going to have, or I don't think you're going to see people get ticketed. I tell you the truth, I thought Sisolak should rethink it between now and the end of the week if numbers improve. I think part of the number jump is nationwide has to be related to the testing as well as the idiots that were running around burning things down unmasked, the protesters. I mean, there's a lot to consider. Now, I also believe that some people were irresponsible. I've flown on a plane twice now, and in both ways, there's only been 60 people on the plane. Nobody in the middle. I wore a mask. No problem. That makes sense. I'm contained. But I don't think I need to walk around outside wearing a mask. I mean, obviously, if I go somewhere and I need a mask for, you know, for a facility, they want you to wear one. It's your choice whether you want to buy from that facility or not. And so when I went into Mont Blanc at Caesars, I wore a mask. But everywhere else in Caesars, they did not require me to wear a mask. I mean, again, I think the youth of today has been pretty irresponsible, if you want to know the truth.
Well, the question is, will there be open a blowback on the governor? Because the governor, I think, three times in a speech the other day, said something crazy like, well, people are trying to politicize this. It's not a political issue, blah, 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 blah. The fact is that he's making it a political issue.
100%. Again, if we were in a situation where Texas and Arizona was in, where they're in right now, or Florida, and they closed the bars, I would have no problem with that. I mean, frankly, why would I want to go to a bar unless I wanted to go there to eat? Again, I just think that common sense, which we lack a lot of, is not being utilized. It's similar to all these people taking down all these statues, not realizing their history. The bottom line is common sense is lacking in a huge way, and the average person needs to wake up and smell the coffee and do the right thing. I also think our governor has become very political. I think he's made this into a real problem for the average person. I really don't think he'll ever get reelected. I swear to God. I've talked to Democrats, independents, and Republicans, and they all think he's done. He's one and done.
Well, there are still people still waiting for their money from Dieter. I mean, it's getting ugly out there, and people are getting frustrated. People are getting mad. And that's a bad environment in which to launch a reelection campaign in 2022.
Well, think about this. I mean, you have people right now that how is it possible in the day and age of computers that we're 2 months in, or 3 months into this and people still haven't gotten their checks?
Yeah.
How is that possible? I mean, that to me, that just doesn't make any sense. And that's, again, that falls right on the leadership's face. I mean, they want to have mail-in voting. How can we trust the vote? I mean, they can't get out of their own way. I just think this is a whole big problem. In fact, if you look at on the 7th when they voted, a lot of people showed up. Even then, that was catastrophic. How are they going to handle mailing in votes? I just don't see it.
Well, and you look at folks like Amazon. You know, they can get a package from Timbuktu to Las Vegas in a day or two, and yet we still have people that have not been paid their unemployment. It's just, to me, it's baffling, but I have not seen anybody on the Republican side who's willing to stand up and say, you know, claim that the emperor has no clothes.
I love what you just said, and I have an answer for you.
Try me.
All right, for starters, I challenged a couple of the politicians that are Republican on Facebook, and also when I listen to them speak on the weekly statewide chat, I'm like, why? You guys are sitting here saying you have they're not listening to you, they're not giving you a voice to be heard. Why aren't you going having press conferences? Why don't you talk to Kevin Wall, air it out on the air? The politicians in this state, Republican, don't do a damn thing. They need to get off their behinds and work for the people. They just sit back and they just rest on their laurels. It's kind of pitiful that they cry like babies. They need to grow a set of you know what and stand up and tell Sisolak, hey, what about us? And if they're going to be shut down, they need to tell the public that the Republican view is not going to be considered by Frierson or the governor. See, they made this public. This whole thing is definitely partisan, and they're definitely doing the wrong thing by all the constituents. They're forgetting the main rule. You represent every Nevadan, not just your party, and that's the problem. But our Republicans need to grow a set of balls and start standing up and fighting back and saying, hey, we need to do this, that, and the other thing. And you know what will happen? The people will rise up and back.